bring, and that is why I sing. All my joys with you I share. I plan to take a trip on the good old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, I can scarcely wait. I know I'll not be late, for I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I will leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. I said, if you're ashamed of me, you have no cause to be, for with Christ I am an heir. If too much fault to find, you sure be left behind while I go sailing. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm going to shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, yes, and I'm going to take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding. Oh, I can scarcely wait this morning. I said, and I can scarcely wait. I know I'll not be late, for I spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. And I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far.
living word. Solutions to the problems that you face. But I am here to tell you, you won't find the answer there, 'cause they're only found in God's amazing grace.
The blood still cleanses hearts of sin. It still delivers fallen men. It has never lost its power to save. Oh, the blood has an ever change.
Critics, don't believe that the blood of Jesus saves.
Hallelujah.
They say there's nothing to the word of God. But there will come a day,
yeah,
when even they shall kneel,
oh,
to the King of Kings. Praise God,
it
won't be long. Critics, don't believe that the blood of Jesus saves. They say there's nothing to the word of God. But there will come a day when even they shall kneel to the King of Kings. Praise God, it won't be long.
Oh, the blood still cleanses hearts of sin.
Pray.
praise Him.
Praise Him.
If you want the Holy Ghost, praise Him.
Praise Him.
When you praise the Lord, you see everything is gonna change for our God.
Thank you. Why don't you just praise him right now? Glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever you need from the Lord, take a moment. Worship him. Praise him and magnify him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Heal somebody today, Lord. Baptize somebody in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. We love you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise. Lord, we'll be thankful unto you and bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. How many glad to be in God's house today? Amen. Step across the aisle if you would. Amen. Greet your neighbor. Tell him it's good to see him in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell me this morning, if you would, as we worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Amen. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Appreciate God's mercy. Appreciate God's goodness to us. Amen. Amen. Be faithful to the Lord, what the Lord has called us to do. Amen. God bless you for your giving today. Amen. Brother Johnny Sykes, lead us to the Lord in prayer, if you would, please. Sing for us this morning, if you would. Amen. Appreciate the Lord giving us a wonderful meeting at Brother Ingram's this week. And Brother Shoecraft and myself were there, had a marvelous time, and then able to make a kind of a wide path home and went by Brother Jamie Holcomb's camp meeting in Alabama, Scottsboro, Hollywood, Alabama area. And so had a wonderful time there at the end of the week. And So joy to serve the Lord and work for the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the report from service here Wednesday night, Brother Kelly. Appreciate him preaching. And just glad you're in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Good to see Brother Shane here this morning. Just rejoicing all week what the Lord did last weekend. And thank God. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for the hand of the Lord, aren't you? Amen. While she sings, why don't you just lift your hands and love the Lord. Thank him for his goodness. Hallelujah. Thank him for what he's doing for us. Hallelujah.
No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace you cannot understand. No one can bind your wounds with nail-scarred hands. No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace you cannot understand. No one can bind your wounds with nail-scarred hands. No one can touch you like Jesus can. Life doesn't kiss away the pain, all the hurt that's unexplained. When life has left you lonely, oh, but He will take you underneath His wings. He'll restore your joy again. He can love you like no other. No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace you cannot understand. From the nails that cruelly pierce them. Oh, but from those hands flow liquid love, that power from above, bringing hope and restoration. No one can touch you.
Beautiful song. Amen. If you have your Bibles, read with me the book of Psalms, chapter number 116. Amen. Psalms, chapter number 116. We'll start at the first verse, and it won't take us too long, but it's kind of unusual, but I want to read the entire chapter this morning. And I want to just preach to you about thanking God for His goodness. Thanking God for His goodness. Psalms chapter 116 and verse number 1. Scripture said, I love the Lord. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Amen. God bless you as you're seated this morning in the presence of the Lord, thanking God for his goodness. Many of the psalms that we read throughout those 150 chapters of the Songbook of Israel start in maybe a contemplative mood and kind of rise to a crescendo at the end. This psalm seems to do exactly the opposite. It seems as if we start with the conclusion, we end with the beginning, because the psalmist says, I love the Lord. The rest of the chapter explains why he fell in love with the Lord and how the Lord's love was bestowed upon him and how the Lord's love was demonstrated in his life. But it's almost as if that crescendo of praise begins at the end and at the beginning of this psalm as well, when he said, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. The personal experience. I love the Lord. There's, as we walk down through this text this morning, amen, it all explains how in love with the Lord that he was. But I trust that you and I, when we leave this building, will have once again a fresh glimpse of the love of God. Amen. And not just the love of God toward us, but maybe our love for God toward him. Amen. Because notice this, this is not the psalmist's explanation of God's love to him, but rather his exhortation of our love toward God. I love the Lord. Amen. Nothing wrong with jumping up in the middle of a service and just saying, I love the Lord. Amen. I love the Lord. Has the Lord been good to you? Amen. Has the Lord blessed your life? Amen. God's love is certainly unquestioned in Scripture. It is everlasting. It's unparalleled. It is without compromise. So I think all of us today, if we're children of God, certainly could echo the words of this psalmist when he said, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Amen. I want to put verses 1 and 2 at the end of my sermon today, so we're going to come back and finish there. But in verse number 3 through 11, I believe the psalmist recognizes, he has a praise for the recognition of God's goodness. Look down through there, some of the things that the psalmist declares about how good God had been to him. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. The psalmist declares that the sorrows of hell, the sorrows of death, the sorrows, the rendering is the word, the ropes or the cords or a designated area or the bands of people, they grabbed hold of me, the place of death. It was almost as if the cords had a hold of me. So here the restrictive nature of the psalmist said, there was a time in my life when I felt that I was bound up by death. There was a time in my life when the cords of hell, the cords of death, they just grabbed hold of me. And the psalmist said, he said, they got hold of me, or they overwhelmed me. They surrounded me. I could feel that pressure. I could feel that death as I was restricted by death itself. But he said, in the midst of that experience,
in the midst of the shadows of death. He said, I recognize God's deliverance, for I called on the Lord and God delivered me and God brought me out of that. Amen. It is why many scholars feel that Hezekiah is the one that wrote this psalm. There is some speculation to that, but certainly Hezekiah had a near-death experience. And in Isaiah chapter number 38, the Bible said Hezekiah was sick unto death. Isaiah tells him to set thy house in order because you are not going to live. In 38 and 1 of Psalms, Hezekiah rolls over and he begins to face the wall. He turns his face to the wall and he prays to the Lord and said, remember me, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, go back to Hezekiah, where Isaiah had just been there in verse number 1 and said, you're going to die. But 4 verses later, God says, go back to Hezekiah and tell him, I've heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears, and behold, I will add thy days 15 years to thy life. Amen. So I have no problem believing this psalmist had a similar, if not the same experience, that he was near death, that death had got hold of him, that the cords of death had restricted him, but he recognized the delivering hand of God. He recognized the deliverance of God. And he said, I love the Lord because the Lord has delivered me. He said, I found trouble and I found sorrow, but God stepped in and God turned that situation around. Anybody this morning testify of the goodness of God? Amen. Anybody want to witness this morning? It might not have been a physical death, but a spiritual death for sure. For Ephesians 2 said that we were dead in our trespasses and sins against God. Amen. But God's grace has brought us alive. Thank God this morning for Calvary. Amen. That you and I were dead in our trespasses and sin. But all this morning, amen, are we not alive in God this morning? Anybody glad that God saved your soul? Anybody glad for the deliverance of God? This psalmist recognized the deliverance of God. Not just that, in verses 5 and 6, he recognized the graciousness of God. He said, gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. He said, I was brought low. I was brought low. Notice there was something outside of his ability. There was something greater than he was that brought him low. Hear the rendering of the psalm when he said, I was brought low. There was something bigger than me that took me down. There was something that I could not stop and it brought me low. He said, left to my own demise and left to my own strength, there was nothing that I could do. I was brought low. But notice the end of that verse said, but he helped me. Amen. There was something in life that was too powerful and it took me down to the bottom. But I called out on the name of the Lord and God helped me. That God reached out and it brought me up out of that horrible pit. Amen. Can I preach to us this morning that we ought to recognize the goodness of God? Is there anybody here this morning that recognizes that it is God's graciousness while you're in the house of God? That it is God's graciousness that wrote our name in the book of life, that it is God's graciousness today and God's mercy that we're saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I recognize this morning, amen, it is not in and of ourselves. We were sinners, we were lost, and we were undone. But thank God for his mercy. I said, thank God for his grace. Thank God for Calvary, and thank God for the love of God. And let me witness to you this morning, I was low. I was sinking in despair, far from the peaceful shore. Amen. Sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. Anybody glad this morning for God? Amen. Let's recognize, amen, the graciousness of God. Let's recognize the deliverance of God. Let's recognize the provisions of God. The psalmist said, the Lord, verse number 7, the Lord hath dealt bountifully. The Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. That the Lord has been generous. That the Lord has been good. That the Lord has dealt abundantly with me. That the Lord has not dealt in a greedy manner with me. But the Lord has dealt bountifully. The Lord has dealt out of his abundance. Amen. I'm glad the psalmist said in 103:10, the Lord hath not dealt with us after our sins, or not according to our iniquities, but God dealt with us bountifully. I said, God has been good. The abundance of God, the abundant grace of God. Amen. Let me preach personally this morning. I feel God's been good to me. I said, I think God has been good to my family. I don't have a sad song to sing. Amen. God has dealt bountifully. God has not played favorites, and God has not withheld blessings. But I come into God's house today, and I say, God has dealt bountifully. The blessings of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Paul said that they are pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I said, God is not a little God with little blessings for just a few people, but he's a big God with all blessings for all people. Hallelujah. If you don't have the blessings of God in your life like you want, friend, it's not on God's behalf. It's on our behalf. I'd come to the altar and say, God, would you bless me? Would you bless my family? And I'm not talking about money. I'm not just talking about provisions like that. I'm talking about grace. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about peace. Amen. I'm talking about keeping a marriage together. I'm talking about keeping my children saved. Hey, God's been good. I said, God's been good. No wonder the psalmist came in with those four words of introductory exclamation and said, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Anybody this morning witness the fact that God is dealt bountifully? There ought to be a praise. There ought to be a worship. There ought to be a hallelujah. There ought to be a thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, for saving Cody. I said, thank you, Lord, for saving that young man. I said, thank you, Lord, for Brother Shane's testimony. Amen. I've been praying for him this week. Amen. God established their feet. Amen. Just bless them abundantly. And what the devil has stolen, amen, God, would you bring it back abundantly? God, would you give Cody grace? Would you give him strength to live for you, to live above sin in this wicked world? Would you do it, God? I thank you, Lord, for the healing testimony. Amen. I'm glad Sister Marcia is in God's house today. It's good to see Sister Carolyn in the house of the Lord. I said, the Lord is dealt bountifully. I said, the Lord is dealt bountifully. He's a good God. No wonder the psalmist said that great is the Lord. I said, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Hey, friend, we ought to take moments in every service just to thank God we're saved. We ought to take time in every service to thank God we're sanctified. Anybody Holy Ghost filled? Amen. Oh, glory to God. I love the Lord. I said, put my name to that song. Add my name to that poem. I love the Lord. And God, you've been good to this church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. During camp meeting, when some come and I show them around a little bit, it's amazing. It is an absolute amazing miracle of God that a church our size has 46 acres of land paid for in Chatham County. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. That's an absolute miracle of God. Hallelujah. When we were trying to get just a little land next door, I never thought my faith was big enough to claim all 34 acres. We were just wanting maybe 5 acres. We thought maybe that was all that we could afford. But God said, I got bigger plans. I got better plans. And what somebody paid over $1 million for, God let us buy it for a little over $400,000. Oh, hallelujah. I said, thank you, Jesus. We couldn't come up with that in our own mind if we wanted to. We couldn't orchestrate that if we had the power to do it. But God, I said, but God who is rich in mercy, but God who is rich in his love, but God who is rich in grace, you think we ought to come to church and be more excited than we are most of the time? Absolutely. We ought to be thrilled every time we come to God's house and shout to the top of our voice and the depths of our soul, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. How many believe you can trust the Lord this morning? I said, trust the Lord for his faithfulness. He recognized the faithfulness of God. Notice verse number 11. He said, I said in my haste, all men are liars. You ever been like that when men let you down? You ever been there when people just kind of walked out on you? The psalmist was there, but he recognized the faithfulness of God. I said he recognized the faithfulness of God. Somebody this morning recognize how good God has been. Recognize when others stepped out, God stepped in. Recognize this morning that God has given you strength to get where you are at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. R. Ken Hughes tells the story of an explorer that was trying to cross the St. Lawrence River in Canada. I think I told this story last year at camp meeting. But he come across the St. Lawrence River, and he was not for sure if his weight would be too much for the frozen river. So he got down, and he put his hand, and he pushed, and then he put his foot, and he pushed, and it didn't crack, so he thought, maybe I can cross the St. Lawrence. And he said this explorer got down on all fours and began to crawl across the St. Lawrence. He got maybe a third or halfway across the river when a loud noise began to get close to the river behind him, and there was a team of horses pulling a wagon. They never slowed up. When they got to the river, they kept right on out onto that frozen tundra and right past where that explorer in his humility and embarrassment was down on all fours, wondering if that river was going to hold him. Amen. Sometimes we do that when we come to the house of the Lord. I wonder if we can really trust God. Can I really praise God? It's like we're just putting our foot out there just a little bit and we're crawling around on all fours when there ought to be so much more of the blessings of God, when God has brought us through so much. When I look back and see the faithfulness of God, oh hallelujah. Anybody want to shout glory? I said, anybody want to shout hallelujah? God's been good to your family. God's been good to your children. God's been good to our nation. God's been good to this preacher. And so he said, recognize the faithfulness of God. But in verse number 12, he changes his thought. And he said, when I recognize God and his goodness, then it develops an appreciation. So the second thing the psalmist has is an appreciation for the goodness of God. Look at verse number 12. He said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Listen to what the psalmist is saying. What shall I render unto the Lord? Most of the time when we come to church, well, let me preach this with a broad brush. We're trying to get something from God. But notice the shift in the maturity of the psalmist's thinking. And he said, what shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits to me? What can I give back to the Lord? Amen. There's a desire to give back to God. And not just to give back to God, but two things about it. He said, number one, publicly, in verses 14, 18, and 19, he talked about in the presence of all people. He talked about paying his vows unto the Lord in the presence of the people and in the court's house. So we do it publicly. But also in verse 17, he said, I do it with the spirit of thanksgiving. And so when we render back to the Lord, what can I give to the Lord? Well, the first thing I can give him is praise. The first thing I can give God is worship. Amen. Why is it that some folks never, ever, ever, never learn how to worship God and can never give back to God? If you recognize the goodness of God, if you recognize the favor of God, both publicly and thankfully, I give him praise. I give him honor. Whether it's just clapping hands. Amen. There's nothing wrong with running around the church on a Sunday morning. Nothing says in the book that you got to be quiet and dead on Sunday morning. There's nothing in the book that says that God can only move on Sunday night. But it's the people of God that recognize, has God been good? Did God bring you through? Has God been faithful? I wish I had a Bible reader right there that understood, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, if it had not been for God's grace, amen, that car accident might have been different, Charlotte. That car accident might have been different, boys, if it had not been for the grace of our God. But today we're saved. I said we're saved and in the house of God. And when I come to God's house, I come to give Him praise. And let me just say, it's not young people, but every child of God, everything's inside of us. We ought to thank God and say, I recognize every good thing in my life. It comes from Him. Every good thing, it's from Him. That's the God I'm serving. The breath that I breathe right now, it's His. The car that I drive, it's His. The suit I own, it's His. Oh, hallelujah. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What shall I render unto the Lord? When's the last time a spirit of thanksgiving broke out in your heart? When you just wanted to interrupt a service and say, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When's the last time you recognized the goodness of God so much? You just said, I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord. I would to God right now, everybody in this building was shouting because they recognized the goodness of God. They understood the faithfulness of God. They understood the majesty and the glory of our God. Hey, what an awesome, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. An appreciation. Do you really have an appreciation for God? Would you say your appreciation is sufficient? Do you think your praise is really sufficient for how good God has been? Do you? Knowing that we were on our way to hell, knowing that without His grace I'd be lost today. That's why we should never be intimidated to worship God. We should never be intimidated to magnify God. You should never be intimidated to put your hands together and shout hallelujah and how glory to God rolls off your lips. It doesn't matter who you're sitting around. There ought to be something residing inside of a child of God that says, thank you, Lord. I love the Lord. I'm going to render unto the Lord. Let me ask you this way. What did you come to give God today? What did you come to give God today? The psalm said, what shall I render unto the Lord? What did you come to give God today? Did you come to give Him an offering? Did you come to give Him worship? Did you come to give Him praise? Did you come to give Him your tithes? Did you come this morning expecting to give God something? I did. I come to give Him everything I've got. Amen. I come to give Him this feeble attempt of worship. I'll do my best, Lord. I, with my hands and my feet, my lips, my voice, my energy, I worship. I worship you. There is none beside you. I bow before you. You're holy. You're glorious. You're wonderful. You're majestic. You're eternal. You're everlasting. You're omnipotent. You're omnipresent. You're omniscient. There is none like unto you. You have been a shield for me. You have been a buckler for me. You have been a healer for me. You are my Savior. You are my sanctifier. You are my redeemer. Oh, hallelujah. You are my friend. You are my song. You are my joy. You are my peace. You're everything to me. And with my soul cries, hallelujah. My soul cries, glory be to the Lamb of God forevermore. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. So the psalmist said, hey, when the psalmist said in verse number 1, I love the Lord. Let me close it out with this supplication. This supplication the psalmist understood. He said, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice. Woo! He hath heard my voice. Well, I'm just sitting here thinking about God. Well, that's good. But that's not what the psalmist said. He said, he's heard my voice. He's heard my voice. He's heard my voice. He's heard my voice. He's heard my supplication. Somebody this morning, whatever your need is, amen, whatever you've got need of, amen, lift your voice to God, and God is heard. I said, God is heard. And then the psalmist said, when I look back, oh, this is critical. When the psalmist said in verse 2, he hath inclined unto me. The psalmist said, I have learned that God inclined his ear. Past tense. He inclined unto me. He brought me out. I said, he brought me out. The psalmist looked back and said, God has brought me through some low points. God has brought me through some dark days. He inclined his ear. He said, therefore, will I call on the Lord, amen, continually as long as I live. Amen. When he looked back, he got motivation for right now. And he said, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to call on the Lord. I would somebody look back in your life right now. Look at a low time in your life when it didn't look like you'd get through. But God brought you through. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Dr. Sutterer. S-U-T-T-E-R-E-R. Look it up. January 2015 in Missouri. He pronounced a 14-year-old boy dead. He was dead for 45 minutes. Made the national news. 14-year-old boy dead, 45 minutes. The doctor declared him dead. 20 minutes, they tried to revive the boy. Dr. Sutterer and his team, CPR and things in the trauma unit. They could not bring him back. 45 minutes. But his mom walked in. This boy's mom walked in after 45 minutes of her son being dead. And began to call out on God. Look it up. It's national news. I'm not trying to hype you up. I'm telling you, she called out on God. She began to ask God to raise her boy back to life again. And within 1 to 2 minutes, Dr. Sutterer said, that boy's heart started beating again. He come back to life and he walked out of the hospital normal. Amen. I'm telling somebody, God has the final say-so. I'm telling you, God has the final say-so. I don't care what your situation looks like. Why don't somebody call on the Lord right now? I said, why don't somebody stand to your feet, call on the Lord and say, God, I've seen you bring me out before. I know you're going to do it again. Come on, somebody, lift your voice toward heaven. I said, call on the Lord. I said, call him up. Call him up. I say, call him up. I say, call him up. Won't he do it, church? I said, won't he do it, church? I said, he'll save you. I said, he'll sanctify you. Won't he do it? He'll baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Heal your sick body. I said, God will do it. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Call him up. Call him up. Call him up. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I was brought low, but he helped me. Anybody right now can turn and tell your neighbor, he brought me out. He helped me when I was low. Amen. Anybody can mean it. Have you been down low? You were brought low. You were brought low. You were brought low. You were brought low, but he helped you. I said he pulled you up. I said he reached down. Somebody this morning, you're down, but you're not out. I said you're down, but you're not out. The devil is a liar. I said the hand of God is reaching right now. I said, and what he did for the psalmist and what he done for me, God will do it right now. I challenge you on the authority of God. God's word. There's not a situation too dark. There's not a sickness too far gone that God can't reach down. I say turn it around. I say turn it around. I would something break loose right now in the house of the Lord. Amen. You may not feel it. I feel the Spirit of the Lord right now. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God trying to bring you out. God trying to bring you up. I said I was down, but he brought me out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, somebody right now, you say, this is my day. Oh, this is my hour. This is my service. I was brought low, but I need the hand of the Lord. Maybe it's a family. You say we're down, but we're not out. But we need the hand of God right now. I said we need the hand of God right now. I want you to move toward this altar. Stand across the front. Come on. Come on. That's you right now. You say, this is my day. This is my service. This is my altar call. God's going to bring me out. I said, God's going to bring me out. I said, God's going to bring me out. I said, God's going to bring me out. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, somebody else, somebody else. Glory. We'll give you time to get to this altar. Before the church comes, we'll give you time to get to this altar. Hallelujah. This is your day. This is your moment right now. Right now. Recognize, appreciate, and begin to call on the Lord. Supplication. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's room on the platform, church. Come on and pray. But some of you, the Holy Ghost filled, let's find these folks and lay hands on them. Let's pray with them right now. Oh, let's believe God's going to do something wonderful right now. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, come on right now. I said he brought me out. He brought me out. He brought me out. I said he brought me out. Glory. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, Spirit.